We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. It is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025, and I hope that you are going to have a thrilling day as you grow in your faith and walk in the Lord and serve Him to the best of your ability. So today we're going to be in Revelation chapter 19, but before we get there, I want to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. That gets you in touch with Greg. Greg and his family have been in Brevard County, and they've been getting concrete done the right way for decades and decades. And they've done a number of projects around our church. They've done projects at the house. And every time that I have somebody come and do something, I like to watch a little bit, not because I'm supervising, but because I'm learning. And I tell you, there was one project that we had, and I was like, I don't know how they're going to get that accomplished. And I saw it, and they did it, and it turned out great. And I've told you about a project we hired them to do at my house, and that turned out phenomenal as well. And so I can tell you that JITS Concrete, they have the expertise, the experience, and the great work ethic to get your project started, to get it completed, and get it cleaned up in as timely a manner as possible so they can get out of the way so your project can move forward. One other thing that I don't mention very often is that there was a project that we wanted done, and they came and they did that project while I was away. And when that happened, it was the first time I'd ever had something done where I wasn't there to watch it. And I came back and said, they did a really great job. They did a really great job. And, so I can tell you, if you are looking for a concrete company, JITS Concrete would be a great source for you to consider. 321-536-5804. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. I just saw Greg not too long ago, and we really appreciate them and all that they do for Brevard County and for the radio program here. So we're in Revelation chapter 19. Yesterday, we were talking about praise our God, all you His servants, those who fear Him, both small and great. That was a voice that came from the throne. It was in response to the 24 elders and the four living creatures who had fallen down and had exclaimed amen and hallelujah, because there was a loud voice of a great multitude who had started this parade of praise, if you will, by talking about hallelujah, for salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord, because his judgments are true and righteous, and He has judged the enemy of the saints that corrupted, and that has been judged, and it will rise as an eternal testimony to the righteous and true judgments of God. That's where all of this started. But where God responded to the praise of the 24 elders, His response was, praise our God. And it's, praise our God, all you His servants, and those who fear Him, both small and great. That brings us to verse number 6. Revelation 19:6 says, and I heard, so this would be John, who's writing this as he's witnessing it in eternity, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So, this may mess with some of our cultural perceptions of what it is like to praise the Lord. Now, the Assemblies of God and Merit Assembly of God, we're Pentecostal. And that means for us, among many other things, that means that when we praise God, that it may not be in a somber and silent manner. In fact, I believe and can show you in the Old Testament and here in Revelation that worship services were meant to be interactive. They're not just supposed to be one person speaking and everybody else sitting there listening and only retaining 10% of what they hear. The truth of the matter is, the more that you are engaged in something and the more important you deem it, the more you are going to retain that information. So, here a few weeks ago, my son and I were having a conversation, and in the process of that conversation, I said, I don't know where this person lives. It's a person both of us know. And he said, well, Dad, if you go to this road and you go down here and you take a turn this direction and you take a turn this direction, you are going to get to a house that is where you and I went many, many moons ago to videotape. We took a camcorder, and some of you might not even know what a camcorder is. It was a digital camcorder. And he said, you and I went to this house with a person who did that job so that we could work on a project that involved that. And I remember taking the trip. I remember recording. I remember why we were there and what we learned to do. But my son's memory had taken it a step further, and he would have been maybe 10 to 12 years old at the time, and his job was to video record. But he had taken a step further. He remembered the house. I wouldn't have been able to tell you even hardly what part of town it was. And so it made a big impact on him as a young man, to the point that he not only remembered the lessons, he remembered the location. Here's the thing about us and our culture is the things that we are more engaged in with more of our personality. So if we worship the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it not only has an impact upon God, but it makes an impact upon us. So many people in our modern times have a culture of praising the Lord is something that is done privately. Praising the Lord is something that is done occasionally in a corporate manner, but it is very quiet. And I tell people many times, we need to read the Word of God not from the background of our culture, but we need to read the Word of God so that it impacts our culture. And I'm not just talking about the culture outside of the church. I'm talking about the culture inside of the church. And so what John records here in verse number 6 is that when God says, praise our God, all you servants of the Lord and those who fear him, both small and great. There is an immediate reaction that is both vocal and it is loud. Now, I'm not a big fan of being loud for the sake of being loud, but I am of the mindset that, let me preface this by saying God's not hard of hearing. So it doesn't need to be loud for God to hear us. Sometimes my wife and I are having a conversation and her voice is quiet. And if she is saying something, but I'm walking away from her into a different room because I'm a man on a mission, and I can't hear her, I will say, okay, just hold that thought a minute. I'm going to be back in the room just a minute, and I will hear what you're saying, you know, because if you say it and nobody hears it, you've not really accomplished the purpose. So I'm not a fan of, you know, thinking that God is hard of hearing. The volume has nothing to do with God's incapabilities, because there is no inadequacy, there is no deterioration in the nature of God. He's absolutely perfect, always has been, always will be. Never going to be a new and improved God. Never going to be a God who is hard of hearing. So that means that whenever this concert of praise takes place, and it is described, John describes it, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Now, here's what I know about that. You cannot praise God with the voice of a great multitude if you are doing it all by yourself. Whenever crowds get together, there seems to be this corporate amplification that takes place. And it's either going to be a cacophony, which is an accumulation of a bunch of sounds that do not work together, or it's going to be a symphony where everything is working in a cooperative manner towards a united and concerted effort to make a sound of distinction. And it is true that you and I are supposed to have individual relationships with God, but it is also true that we are only part of the body of Christ, and we should value coming together with other people who are there to worship the Lord. And as we do, it is not just the voice of one. It's not just the voice of the pastor. It's not just the voice of the worship leader. It's not just the voice of the women. It is the voice of all servants of the Lord, all those who fear him, both small and great. And when God says, praise the Lord, they say, praise the Lord. So I had a person who came to church. This goes back, you know, working on 30 years ago, and in fact, it was over 30 years ago. Boy, do I feel old all of a sudden. And so every time this brother walked into church and he saw me, he'd say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so he did that every single time. And so whenever he said that, I stopped what I was doing. I stopped what I was saying. I threw up my hands and I began to praise the Lord. I said, look, it sounded like a command to me. And so that is one of those distinctions of our relationship, that he's constantly imploring people to praise the Lord. And whenever I hear a command to praise the Lord, I don't want my voice to be silent. I want it to be combined to where the amplification of the corporate praise of the saints echoes throughout all of heaven and throughout all of creation. So we need one another. My goal as the pastor of Merit Assembly of God is not just to get myself to heaven. It's not just I'm not just focused on trying to, you know, make sure that my family gets to heaven. I'm trying to make sure that not just Merit Assembly of God attenders are getting to heaven, but we recognize the value and the need that we have for one another in the body of Christ. And so there are many Bible preaching churches that we want to say, you know what, we're going to worship the Lord together for all of eternity. We might as well recognize that we are not in competition with one another. We're in cooperation with one another, and God wants us to praise the Lord. So let's praise the Lord. And so it's the sound of a great multitude. So if you are trying to take your spiritual journey by yourself, I ask you to consider becoming a part of a local church. Now, some of the people who listen, you're probably down in the southern part of the county. Some people may be up in the northern part of the county. It may be a long drive. I will tell you, people make long drives for all sorts of reasons, but you know, I'm pretty sure that there are Bible preaching churches that are relatively nearby. You need to be praying, God, which church do you want me to be a part of? Because I guarantee you, he wants you to be a part of a local church. And a lot of times people say, well, I've been hurt at this church, and I've been hurt at this church, and hurt at this church, and I can tell you, so have I. I'm not giving up on church because I had somebody that didn't treat me the way that I liked it. I've had some bad food in my life. I haven't given up on food. I just know that there are some things that I don't like to eat. Curry chicken. In case you were wondering, is one liver is another one of those things. I'll fast before I eat liver. So there's a lot of different things that I've got, but I don't give up on something that God has deemed necessary, and that is for us to come together. So here's how the sound is described. There's three descriptions. As it were, the voice of a great multitude, the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings. I preached a message one time because, I'll set the stage with this reasoning. God gave us our emotions. And he also knows that we as fallen human individuals have used emotions in an ungodly way much more than we've probably used our emotions in a godly way. And because of the emotional aspect of it, and I can tell you there are different personalities, there are different expressions of praise and worship, and, you know, we see that in our body. I have found that people who have been healed of much pain and trauma in their life. You know, Jesus said, he who has been forgiven much loves much. I found that people who have been healed of much, whether it be physical or whether it be relational or emotional trauma, that they are more expressive when it comes to their emotional aspect of life. God gave us our emotions. And so when he says that he wants us to praise him, then I want to be all in. The sound of many waters is not the sound of a trickling brook of water. that's the type of sound that can be very serene, and it can be very comforting, and it can put you right to sleep. But there are other times when you go to a place that has a waterfall, or due to the nature of our summer afternoon showers, thunderstorms, you can get a lot of water falling in a very short period of time. In July, there were a lot of areas that were impacted by a lot of rainfall, and those raindrops, while not very impactful one drop at a time, when they were combined with millions and billions of gallons of water, all of them moving in the same direction, it became a powerful force. And so I preached this message, and I believe it was on a Palm Sunday. And I love, you know, studying the words in the original language, because a lot of times there's greater clarity than what our English translated word may be able to convey. And on this particular day, I was talking about the praise that was being offered, and I went back to the original prophecy, and it described that the praise and the rejoicing that the people were partaking of, that it was not quiet. It was an ear-splitting type of volume. It was very loud. And I've got kind of a loud personality anyway. I don't know how that happened. I guess because I've just had to learn to project my voice. But if you think that when we get to heaven, that it is going to be a somber place, that it is going to be a quiet place, you need to read your Bible, because it is going to be it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the place of joy, not suffering, and it is going to be a place where there is expression of praise to God and declarations from the throne, but it is going to be a loud celebration of praise for who God is. And there are people say, but I want to come to church and I want it to be nice and quiet and all of that. That's a cultural preference. It's not a biblical preference. And you need to be able to understand that. So there are some churches that, now listen, when we get to heaven, we're not going to be able to do damage to our ears. I studied the levels of sound. I learned about how long you could be exposed at different decibel levels before it did damage to ears. And so my job as the pastor of Merit Assembly of God is to make sure that I'm not doing damage to people's hearing. And so our sound system is not run at 100 decibels or 113 decibels like some of the places I've been. We want it to be loud enough for people to be able to hear. But if there's an increase in volume, I want it to be because the people of God are praising him because of all that he has done. And so heaven is going to be a very interactive place. There was one lady who came at one point in time, and she was talking about how loud it was. And so in one service, I had a person that say, "Pastor, is there anything we can do about the sound? It is so quiet in here, I can't hear anything." same service, the person who was standing behind her while she was saying that said, "Pastor, is there anything we can do about the sound in here? It's so loud. It's about to drive me crazy." And I realized at that point in time that what was happening was it was subjective. So I said, I'm going to solve this problem. I went out and I just did the studies I bought decibel meters. I studied the sound and I said, we're going to take this out of the realm of personal opinion, and we're going to put it into an objective manner so that we operate in a volume range where people can hear, but it will not be so loud. And by the way, the one that said that it was too loud came back later and said, "I was wrong." I was wrong. I've been to some other places, and that is where I found really loud. When we worship God, heaven is going to be a celebration. So the objective of this today is that when God tells us to praise the Lord, that we respond, and that we respond in concert, that we realize it's not just a personal response, but it's meant to be a corporate response of the body of Christ from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every generation, and that everybody is supposed to be all in. And as we are praising the Lord, it is going to be amplified. It is going to work together to bring God the praise that he is so deserving of. And one of the other things that I can tell you is that a lot of times whenever I'm praising the Lord with my mouth, I am also listening to others who are praising the Lord and using their mouth. And sometimes I will hear them say something and it's like, yes, I can praise God for that. And I'll join in. And so I will be praising God in an affirming manner for what the Spirit of God just birthed inside of them. And so I hope that you will not wait until you get to heaven to learn to praise him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I hope you'll find a local church. Merit Assembly of God comes to mind, where you might not end up there, but where we come together and all of us say, God wants to be praised, and we're going to praise him with all we've got. It is going to be a celebration. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."